today's guests, Sean Sullivan, as well as the Stove Psychic. Musical guests, a couple of M&Ms playing banjos, and your hosts, Johnny Trowbridge and Mike Calhoun.
Hello.
Man, that was a good intro.
What a good intro.
That was my favorite.
You know what? I got to say, that's probably my favorite.
Hands down.
Intro.
Top 10.
Put all of those hands down. Everyone in the sub, get your hands
down. Put your hands down.
Or thank you, up, kids.
Or
hands down, best intro. Hello, internet people. I am Mike Calhoun. Welcome to The Unbelievables, episode 35.
35?
35. That's how many years I'll be when I die.
Whoa.
I'm just calling it now.
Kind of heavy.
Well, if it doesn't happen, I'll make it happen. What can I say?
You'll be in the 35 club?
I'll be in the 35 club and then promptly leave. I'll be in the dead club. Do you think
what the 27 club is.
Do you think there have been more dead people than alive people?
No.
I think that's impossible now that I think of it.
Impossible now that I think of it.
I think because...
Is there 8 billion people now? Have we reached 8 billion yet?
I think we have.
Nice.
Aren't Good we supposed job, to everyone. Hit like 14 billion by in like 25 years?
I hope. Keep going, everyone.
I hope. Keep going.
Come on, guys. Come on. We got to pollinate another planet soon.
We got to pollinate and then fill it with people.
That's right.
Yeah, places like Japan, Denmark, get going. What
Come
are you
on.
Doing? China.
How are we
going
to populate the moon if you're not having babies?
Everyone knows that once a planet gets its spillover, we just keep spilling over until we build a body of bridges to another planet. Or a bridge of bodies to
that's not what I was thinking,
the moon.
But yeah.
And then we're just, okay, finally, we're here.
Yeah, that's right. That's what we're trying to do.
It's
kind of
like that movie World War Z where they're just piling up on
each other. Yeah. And there's like music on the moon and we're like, no, we got to get there. And we just like...
Sure.
Yeah, you know, like the movie.
Oh, okay. Yeah, absolutely. I totally remember.
Okay.
I didn't see that movie. I'm
what?
So sorry.
You didn't
I
see that
did
movie?
Not see that movie. I made a reference to a movie I haven't seen.
Yeah, that was terrible. Now I'm just feel stupid for referencing.
I'm so sorry. I'm sorry for putting you in that position.
Well, it's all right.
Okay. Do you accept my apology?
No.
Good God. Oh, boy. Let's get to our guest. I am Mike Calhoun, of course. This is my co-host, Johnny Trowbridge, to my left.
Smello
to you. But let's get to our guest. Our guest today, you may have seen him several years ago on the campus of Kent State University.
Why so loud?
Because, you know what? I just love Kent State.
You do.
I love Kent State.
I always hear you talking about
it. I spend all my vacations there.
Whoa.
Every weekend, I just go there and I get... And
into
I try,
the port?
I try to get
the
into
Kent
one of their
State
dorms.
Port.
I pull into the port of Kent State. Beautiful port. They don't
Lovely
charge
port.
Me much to dock.
You got a lady in every port, but a lot of ladies in the Kent State port.
Oh, boy. And are there ever some ladies in the Kent State port? But today we have Sean Sullivan. Hello.
Hello. I'm still waiting for my intro.
Oh.
And it coming to the stage, weighing 325 pounds.
In the blue corner, it's Sean
Mendez.
Yeah, close enough.
Wow.
Hello, Sean. How are you, my friend?
I'm doing good. How are you guys?
We're doing quite well. It's nice to have you on the show for the very first time.
Yeah, thank you for having me. It only took 35 episodes. I was listening.
You were listening to every episode. I think this may be unprecedented, Johnny. This might be the first person to have listened to the entire show.
That's impressive.
And then go,
we have a trophy. We have a trophy for you. It's right here.
Hand him that trophy.
Oh, wow. Oh, it's heavy. Lift it. Okay. He has it now in his hands. He's throwing it.
You don't have to hold it the whole time. You're tossing
it. I'm tossing it up and down.
It's incredibly strong.
That's very strong. That's like a... what, 5-pound trophy?
I can't believe you made a trophy out of balloon animals.
Well, I like to think around the edges.
Johnny's pretty good at
is that a
doing
saying?
Those balloon animals. He used to go to clown school.
What a clown.
I know.
Yeah, well, thank you.
What a clown. Some people may have called you a clown, considering you're a comedian.
Great segue.
That's always a thing we get, right? We have people, get off the stage, you clown.
You should put that in one of your bits.
Thank you. That's
He's
a good
do
bit.
It.
That was a solid bit.
That's like, that belongs on a drill. That's how good of a bit it was.
I'm gonna put it in that drill. I'm gonna tighten it real good. I'm gonna use it on some drywall or some plywood.
Stay too far.
It's also a good bit.
That's a good bit. That's a good bit.
Put that in my toolbox.
I don't like this metaphor.
Sean, tell me something about yourself. No, that's a terrible segue as well. How have you been, Sean? Have you been all right? You said you're getting over a cold earlier.
I was getting over a cold. I'm lined up with a bunch of cough drops in front of me, so I will be chewing throughout the episode.
You chew on cough drops.
It's awful for my teeth.
Yes, it is.
So are you an ice chewer?
If I'm going to die, no. I actually like crushed ice, so I am a...
So pre-chewed.
Yeah. It's the baby bird syndrome of ice.
Oh, yeah.
Were you once a baby bird? Is that what you're...
Yeah. Big Bird's actually my dad.
Oh, that's nice.
Big Bird is your dad.
Yeah.
What do you call him? Just Papa or...
Papa. Oh,
okay. Like a little bird.
Yeah, yeah. That sounds like a bird.
You haven't really left the nest much, I assume, then, if you're still calling him...
I mean, we were on PBS, then we went to HBO, you know.
Well, yeah, that's a pretty big change of scenery. I mean, that's an uptick in living quality, I would say.
Is Big Bird a female?
Well, I think Big Bird is male. If I had to make a guess,
so
you have sexist, but I don't really know either.
I would say Big Bird is male, but birds kind of don't have like regular male, like mammal genitalia. Birds have these weird. Pollinating holes.
Yeah.
Pollination, of course, improperly used for the second time.
What hole did you come out of?
The front one.
Oh, the front
one. The front one. Yeah. Also called the egg. So when I have a question.
The egg hole.
When you were inside the egg, did you press yourself out with your face like normal chicks do?
Oh, yeah.
No, it was more like a like an elbow, like I was going through the subway.
Oh, like a Chuck Norris, going through the subway, just trying to get on that train.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
I'm going to be late. Oh, my God.
Exactly.
People don't get it. What's up with people on the subway, man?
Were there any other children in the litter? Is it litter?
Sure. I would say nest.
Yeah.
I would say carton.
A carton of birds. A
carton, of course. How silly of me. Yeah, did you have any sibling birds?
Yeah, I had between 11 and 17.
Wow.
Between 11 and 17.
That's a lot of competition for attention.
Most of them died.
From what?
Omelets.
They died from omelets, but you survived,
yeah,
of course.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Incredible feat of survival.
That's why I'm so funny.
So you survived by causing whoever was making these omelets to laugh so much. They're like, I'm keeping this guy around.
Well, it was Oscar.
Oscar, as in the Grouch.
The Grouch.
The Grouch was eating
that
Big Bird's children.
Yeah. That's terrible.
That's actually kind of terrifying.
Right?
Is this well known that he does this?
Yeah.
Well, that's why they had to go to HBO. There's a lot more cursing now.
I kind of wish that were true. I kind of wish that once Sesame Street went to HBO, it's just like bird tits everywhere. Big Bird tits, Oscar the Grouch tits. And everyone's just saying, who's going to get fucked?
What? I don't want that.
You don't want that? That sounds like an amazing thing.
I want it more like, what's that one, the German one that's real messed up? Winter
the German one, like a television show?
No, it's like a kid's show, Wintershosen or whatever it's called.
Wondershosen?
That one.
That's a children's show?
Well, it's a...
I always thought that was a sketch show.
Show.
Oh, okay.
You know.
Wondershosen.
Yeah, Wondershosen.
I've never heard of this. Have you ever heard of this, Sean?
I have not, no.
Never heard of Wondershosen.
It's like a mock kids show, and then they just like, it's terrible stuff.
What about Children's Hospital? Is that like a mock kids show? Because yeah, I don't think it is. Rob Corddry is on that show, very funny man.
Rob Corddry?
Yes, Rob Corddry. All right. Sean, what have you been up to lately? Have you been? I mean, if you've been sick, you haven't been doing much stand-up, I
no,
imagine.
No, I've been...
It's terrible.
I haven't really been doing much comedy, mostly because I'm sick / happy with my overall life.
Good! That's always a beneficial thing when you realize you're having more... You're like, oh, I haven't done stand-up in a bit. Maybe I'm actually enjoying my life.
Yeah. I get to go home and have dinner and just watch TV. It's great. Wow.
What is that like? Just going home, having dinner. That sounds divine.
I know. You actually like you actually use Netflix. You're not just like, yeah, Netflix. Like,
yeah, that's what a good bit that is. Yeah, I'm going to use this.
Everything's a bit.
What shows have you been getting into lately?
Season 2 of Love came back. I really enjoyed that one.
Yep. Paul Rust. Did he produce it, Paul Rust?
Yeah, yeah.
Paul Rudd? Produces- Very funny, man. Not Paul Rudd.
It's like if Paul Rust had... If Paul Rudd had glasses, that's who Paul
Rust
is.
That's kind of what it is. Yeah, yeah. I wonder if people ever... It's probably very insulting to both of them. To be like, you know what? You know who you remind me of? That's always something people don't like. I've done it to people. I've gone up...
What do I look like? Who do I look like?
I don't think you look like anyone.
Nice.
I would never do that. I would never walk up to you and be like, you know who you look like?
It's all right to do that. I would think it'd be funny.
I always thought so, too. Do you hate when... Does anyone do that to you?
Yeah, and I never see any of the people that they say I look like.
You never, like, know who they are?
No. Well, like my fiancé said that I look like whoever was the lead in Sweet Home Alabama, so then we had to watch Sweet Home Alabama.
Oh,
and then
okay.
I was mad that we were watching Sweet Home Alabama, but then also
didn't
see...
Probably didn't help, yeah.
So I don't see the similarities. And I'm not enjoying myself.
Yeah, exactly.
This is a lose-lose for everyone in the room except for you.
Yeah.
Who do you look like? You look a little bit like anyone German, kind of.
Me? Hitler.
Yeah, you have a very German face.
I don't have any German blood.
Yes, you do.
I mean, I've got jars of German blood in my cupboard.
Oh, that's right.
But I don't have any in my body.
Yes, you do.
Unless any
Calhoun has... I know there's got to be.
Not at all. Not at all. Very Scottish.
There's no way.
Scotch-Irish.
I don't know. You have a very German face. Oh, well.
Well, thanks. And the listener can comment on, yeah, find my face somewhere on the internet and tell me what ethnicities and what nationalities you see in my face.
I solved the riddle.
Do that for Sean as well. Just find Sean.
He's like, don't find me.
Find Sean's face.
I've just become happy. You don't have to find me.
Please don't tell me what I look like.
Tell him all the movies that he needs to watch to know all the people that he looks like. See what
Soul Train.
Soul Train. Yeah, you look like
Samuel.
What
do you look like in Soul Train? You look like Snoop Dogg.
I look like the actual plane.
Yeah, you do look.
You're
wearing
a lot of purple.
Yeah, yeah.
Very regal of you. Is purple your favorite color?
It's one of them. Yeah.
Oh, it's well, la-di-da.
Wow.
This guy's got
more than one favorite color.
Yeah. So when you're on your first date and the favorite color question comes up, because we're all 12.
It's multiple choice.
It's multiple choice. You can't go wrong. Tell me what in your repertoire of colors, what are the other ones? I knew this show
this
would
happen. Like a first date.
I knew this would happen on this show. At
Tell
one point, I would just start asking people what their favorite colors were because, to be honest, I'm not a great host.
No, that's a great question. I want to know.
Thank you. I'm glad you're around.
I'm Let's a good co-host.
Let's hear it from our guest, Sean, what his favorite colors are.
I love me some orchid.
Some orchid.
It's like not just a light, type of purple.
It's light purple.
So he's got that purple going on. Okay.
Some neon green, neon orange.
Neon green is great.
Put that on your car, man.
I like neon green.
I think red orange is great.
Red orange. What
red
is that?
Orange.
Just red orange.
It's like a darker orange.
Like a burnt orange.
No. It's red orange.
What's the difference between that and burnt orange?
It's less crispy.
What? Okay.
Moving on, okay. I was going to compare it to a blood orange.
That's a crispy color.
But they're not very crispy. They're very, very juicy. All right. Let's hear the rest of these
colors.
Well,
blood orange.
Unless that's all of them.
A blood orange is a red orange. You're right. That's a good one. That's a good example.
Thank you for bringing it back to
me. I just realized what you said, and I was like, that's right.
Thanks.
No problem. Is red orange the same thing as orange red?
Like, I don't know. Ask the expert.
Is green blue or no? What is
I don't think green is blue, to be honest. Well, if I had to take a guess and say, is the color green really the color blue? My first guess would be no.
Well, that's a pretty good guess.
Let's ask the expert.
It is technically a plus yellow. It is green is
that's
blue
true.
Plus yellow.
So if
that
we wrote
color,
it out, I'm writing it out as a math
algebra.
Equation on our giant
color
chalkboard.
Algebra.
color algebra. I'm going to get out on a chalkboard here. All right. Blue plus yellow equals green. If I subtract the yellow, blue equals green. Is that an improper equation? What's going on?
I have a question for you.
Yes. Thank you.
Mr. Color Master, tell me, is gray a color? Would you consider gray a color?
Yeah, it's just bland.
Wow.
It's a bland color.
Well, would you consider white a color?
Yeah.
I think. I
don't think
the best
white's
color.
A color. I don't think white's a color.
I think it's the best
color. I don't think it's the best color.
I think white is,
I think gray
the superior
is the best color. That's a terrible thing to say.
What are you talking about?
Wait, don't people say that black is the absence of color and white is the...
White is all color.
White is all color. So technically they're not colors. Or are they colors? I don't know. And that's why... And then I go, well, it's gray color because...
Well, all we can do is get into our colors podcast. That's all I can
This is
really
what we're
say.
In. Okay, yeah, please bring up our colors podcast.
Can I point out we went from Sesame Street to talking about colors?
This is very on topic.
Next, let's talk about counting.
That's right. With the count. Wait, why aren't you playing?
Well, I'd love to, but some sort of malfunction is occurring. Mm.
The sub must be malfunctioning. Well,
I sure as hell hope not.
Dang it.
Well, we could get into our colors podcast. It'll just be we can
later.
Later.
We're saving that for later. Don't worry about that.
What do you think brought upon this cold, Sean Sullivan? I am so sorry to hear it. I had mono and strep at the same time, which prevented us from being able to record for a little while.
Mm-hmm.
Who gave you this cold?
I'm going to say you.
Oh.
You're going to say me.
Yeah, yeah.
You're going to say I gave you this cold.
Yeah, sure.
Dang. And I'm going to fervently deny it.
Why would you do that?
It's a good thing Johnny's a judge.
I'm not a good judge.
I am the defendant.
I think
in
he's
this,
right.
In, yeah, I, we have the
You're guilty till proven guilty.
Wait, hang on here. So we haven't even started the trial.
You're guilty. Accepted or not, that's the part.
I guess I'm just going straight to jail.
Well.
What's my sentence?
I admire that you're going straight to jail. You're not guilty anymore.
you still have to go straight to jail, but you're actually not guilty.
You're not guilty.
Oh, thank God.
You still have to go to jail, but I mean, it makes you feel better, I guess.
It does make me feel better, to be honest, to be quite honest. If only I could get... It's almost like...
Is that it?
Oh, there we go.
Oh, welcome to our...
Color podcast.
Welcome to the Colors podcast.
Wow, that was abrupt.
You know what? I just like... We had such a great intro at the beginning of the show. I wanted to have a good intro for our Colors podcast.
Well...
Welcome to this Colors podcast, where we just name colors of the day.
The color of the day is mauve. What color is mauve?
What is mauve? Can you spell mauve? Listeners, please get out a piece of paper and a writing utensil.
Write the color mauve.
Write out the color mauve, and then hold it up to show the rest of the class.
If anyone says no, then you're wrong.
If anyone says no, they just look at you when you hold up this sheet of paper, and they just go... No. They're wrong.
You're wrong. That is mauve.
It is mauve.
Also, are colors even real? Because light is just reflected off of things, and then the only color that you see is actually the color that it isn't, because it doesn't absorb it.
You know what? I'm glad in our color podcast.
I'm so glad you asked, Johnny, because we're going to go to our expert, Sean Sullivan. He's in the studio today.
Would you say that color
podcast for the price of one,
That's
which
right.
is free?
That's
yeah, absolutely. This one's free.
Yeah.
Very, very free. Would you say that because colors are just a reflection, that the thing itself is not that color? That actually it's the exact opposite of all those colors?
Well, according to Crayola's Wikipedia,
yes,
colors are cool. And you can get like 64 of them, and nothing
64.
You say matters.
Thank you, Color Master.
Thank you so much. Thank you for joining us on today's episode of the Colors Podcast.
Yes, and...
Welcome back to The Unbelievables, guys. Thank you so much.
That podcast is crazy.
That podcast is insane.
So much content.
Almost. You know what? I tune in every week. I gave them $100 this week.
Really?
Yeah.
What was the color last week?
Their color last week was goldenrod.
Goldenrod.
It was goldenrod.
Is that just yellow?
And it just reminded me of wealth. And I was like, I'm just too wealthy for my own good. I need to give out my money.
It's a multi-layered podcast.
So I gave them.
It goes in with a very simple premise, but
comes out and
life
just,
lessons.
Yeah, enlightened. I came out feeling like the Buddha.
Man, we should just do that podcast.
Absolutely. Well, maybe we'll think about it. We'll think about that over the break. We're going to take a brief break. We'll be right back with more of this thrilling, thrilling episode.
Woo!
If you're not asleep yet.
If you're on a roller coaster like we are.
Hey, get behind. This podcast is perfect for driving. Just get behind the wheel, turn us on, have a nice hum of the highway and just have a nice nap.
Drift just off get behind sleep. The wheel in the garage, garage door shut.
Whoa.
Get that hose out, pipe it into your window.
Keep that engine running.
Play us on repeat so we are connected to the crime.
That's right.
And then so people show up and ask why he was listening. You, he, she, who knows? It's the 90s.
Yeah, that's right. And then just leave a note on yourself that says they're in a submarine.
They're
yeah,
in a submarine.
You have to find them. And then that's all you have to
that's
do.
All we ask. That is all we
it's
ask.
It's the bare minimum.
It's the bare minimum. All right, we will be right back with more of the Unbelievables in just a moment.
Mayday, mayday, mayday. We are going down over the Atlantic with the greatest prices of the century.
Hey, help us, please. We need help. We need to unload the cargo. All this inventory.
So much inventory at half price.
It's so low. You won't believe it. We'll be flying under the radar, scraping the skies.
Betty from accounting has no limbs anymore.
They've been blown off by these crazy prices.
Jerry just ate his friend because there's no food aboard the plane.
There's no food aboard the plane that's been crashed into the Andes.
We'll never escape unless you bring your whole family down.
And get some carpet. It's rolled up. One of them's got a body inside. We're trying to hide it, but some of you might find it.
We don't want the others to eat it. Froze cannibalism is a real-life issue at this point.
And it's terrifying us, but the only solace we have is selling our carpet.
And we are selling them at half price.
We have the most exotic kinds. We've got the most colorful kinds. And they're all going to be thrown out of the plane in case we crash again.
We're currently teetering on top of a mountain.
We can see the fuel gauge going down. Down.
We'll never make it past the next one.
That's a sick bass line, to be quite honest.
There's your dad.
There he is. Come and play. Everything's A-okay. Here at the Unbelievables. Hello. Welcome back. I am, of course, Mike Calhoun. I am joined by my co-host of always, Johnny Trowbridge.
Bonjour.
Our guest today was Sean Sullivan. Well, is. We're not going to eject him from the sub.
I died halfway through.
That cold, it's man, that cold. It really got to you. You looked like death upon arrival, and right now you look like you just served 8 years as president. You look ooh, absolutely terrible.
Rough.
We were hoping to get some maintenance done earlier before we started the show. Unfortunately, it had to take place during the show. So our maintenance repairman has shown up to fix our stove, and
I called him out. I was
worse. Figured get him on mic.
Yeah, our stove is pretty bad, and he was here, and I was like, wow, we're pretty lonely people, and then we just thought we'd talk to the
we didn't have a second guest booked,
stove guy. Maybe he can tell us how to fix it for like next time.
But how's it going, sir? I didn't get your name earlier.
Yeah,
hey, I'm not a maintenance, I'm a spiritual maintenance guy.
What?
So, you're a spiritual maintenance guy.
I mean, you could put it that way. I'm the stove psychic.
The stove psychic.
The stove psychic.
Yeah.
So you're not even like a psychic for something useful, like me and Johnny, or even Sean. I mean, you could
even Sean.
Can you?
He's got a very weak brainwave.
Sean looks like he cooks.
He looks like he cooks. Well, have you used a stove, Sean?
Yeah.
Ever in your life, you have used a stove? Yeah.
Many times.
And every time you use a stove, a little piece of you remains behind, and I can see that.
Oh, my.
Wow.
My good God.
Is that real? Are you just saying that?
No.
Is it dandruff?
It's real. It's very real. That's why you called me here. I thought.
Well, we just thought that you said that you have an intimate knowledge of stoves, and I just thought that was a great.
Yeah, it just sounds about right.
That sounds like you could fix it.
No, I'm not here to fix it. I'm here to see who has been using your stove.
Well, we don't need to know.
I'm confident that the people that have used our stove are us and the guy who we had Cookie for a long time. Yeah, he was cooking for us, but he's not here anymore.
You know, wait, what if someone came in and broke it and we didn't know about that?
Oh my God, that's actually, do you solve stove crimes?
Yeah, do you solve like stove if somebody, crimes?
There are many crimes that take place on stoves.
Oh my Whoa. God.
This is a hidden world.
This is really fascinating.
I'll be honest. I make most of my living figuring out who used the stove and then didn't wipe the grease up.
Oh. That is a crime against humanity.
That does sound like a crime.
I mean, I hate that. Sean, has that ever happened to you?
Oh, yeah. It happened to me for about 2 years living at 322 Park Avenue.
322 that's a very Park specific Avenue.
That's actually my next stop.
He's going back. So, wow. All right. Well, I'm interested in our stove. Have you checked out our stove yet?
Yeah, I've taken a look at it. And
did you feel any spirits when you got into its? I don't know how.
Don't be degrading.
I don't know how it works. I'm not sure how your talent. Well, you have to explain it to me, I suppose.
Well, you know, I sit with the stove for a while. And,
stool, chair.
You know, I prefer a chair. I like to have a back.
Okay.
It's more relaxed.
Maybe you could look it in the eyes as well.
Stoves don't have.
Yeah, eyes. Don't be degrading.
So sorry. Excuse me.
I take my work very seriously. Thank you.
Excuse me.
We paid him a lot of money.
We did. Yes. God damn it. We're talking later.
Okay.
Thank you for paying cash.
I'm sorry.
Most people aren't cool enough to do that.
Well.
Then I usually boil a pot of water and
on the stove.
Yeah, on the stove. I have to use the stove in order to...
obviously.
I don't know how this works. I'm so sorry. Just questioning.
Yeah, sometimes there's an oven attached, and there are spirits in the oven sometimes.
Do you have to open it up? Open up the oven?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I have to get the whole of the appliance in order to see everything that's going on with it.
Have you ever had to get inside the oven in order to...
What are you insinuating?
I'm just asking.
Generally, I stick to stoves, okay. So I'm not going inside of a commercial oven. Like I'm a little big. I can't really fit inside your oven.
Oh,
yeah. I'm not sure.
Is there oven psychics too?
I'm pretty sure. Like there's no appliance psychic union.
Okay.
I see.
You know, I feel that an oven psychic might try to take my work. He might think that just because he works ovens, he can work stoves.
So it kind of goes the opposite way. If you work stoves, you can usually work ovens,
yeah,
but
well,
not
I mean,
the opposite
they're attached.
Way.
No, because, you know, you can only work. People get into the oven psychic game for different reasons than you get into the stove psychic game.
What sort of motivations may one like yourself get into the stove psychic? Maybe it was a gift? Was it something you felt you were born with?
I bounced around a lot when I was in college, and I started noticing that I was able to pick up trace elements of everyone else that had had been in apartments in their 20s. And
you didn't know where that source was?
No, it took me a minute to figure out that, you know, this is just all the energy left on the stove. And
wow.
It was...
only took him a minute to figure that out.
Yeah.
It did. It's just a minute.
One minute.
It clicked.
It clicked, and I realized that I was wasting my time going to college, and could start a career right away.
So were a lot of the visions you were having in college very ramen-oriented?
Yeah, a lot of ramen. There's a lot of... of sauce packets and ramen dust and
just left ramen on the stove dust. That you were able to read.
How far does your reading go? Can you just tell what was cooked or anything about the person?
Yeah, I mean, I can tell the emotions that were going on during the cooking. Like your stove is very sad.
Oh no, that makes sense.
The stove itself is sad.
Well, yeah, there's. It doesn't seem like you guys are cooking with love when you're cooking. It seems like this is just something that you're doing because if you don't eat soon, you're going to starve.
Well, it is a submarine.
It is a submarine. And if we don't eat, we will starve.
That's true. Yeah. I mean, we might be pretty sad. Is there anything weird that... Can you tell, like, individual people?
You mentioned that guy, Cookie. Did you know he burned his hand on purpose a few times?
He told me that was an accident.
Trying to get workers' comp. We knew it. We knew he was just a shifty cook.
These are the kind of services I can provide and give you some more insight into the people that are using your stove.
I mean, this is well worth the $1,000 an hour paying.
$1,000 an hour? Johnny, we're going to have a talk later.
I mean, how many hours could it be, really?
It's already been about 10 minutes. It's killing me.
No.
It's over $100.
That's $100.
It's more. I said it's more.
We could learn everything about the stove.
Right, calm down.
It's fine. I have an app on my phone that tracks the time.
Wonderful.
So it's, you know, I'm not ripping you off. I'm actually, you know, I'm at, let's see here. I've spent 13 minutes with your stove, so.
Wow.
Okay.
It's an exact.
Well, I guess I suppose I'm glad you're being accurate. I wouldn't want to. overshoot or anything like that.
I take my business very seriously.
Okay. It sounds like
it. It sounds that way. You said you weren't unionized or anything, but do you have any business partners, perhaps, or are you kind of a solo
operation? I'm more of a lone wolf. You might call me
a lone wolf.
Yeah,
I don't recall getting your name, sir. I mean, you went right into telling us about our stove. I wanted to ask your name, but I don't recall you ever.
Yeah.
He just like are you much,
a mysterious man? I mean, to be honest, if I go into business with someone, I want to know their name. Is it on the app? Can I look at your phone? Maybe.
Yeah, you can look.
Look at your phone and it says your name, but you refuse to give me your name, Johnny. Maybe he's under some sort of curse.
I don't ask. There was a lot of stove curses.
I don't know, Sean. Can you see his phone from over there? Is there a name?
Is there a name attached
on his phone?
Android? iPhone?
I get the feeling.
Is he the Android?
No, I have feelings. Thank you very much.
Okay, well, now he's being sassy, but he doesn't want to give us his name. We're a sassy man here.
Do the stoves have names?
No, stoves don't have names.
Stoves don't have names in your
experience.
What a
silly question.
No. But you can read them.
I can read them. It doesn't mean that you have to give them human traits. They're still very much appliances.
It's a dangerous thing to anthropomorphize stoves,
especially in the psychic game, I would think.
Then you would feel for the stove itself rather than attempting to read it.
The emotions attached to the object itself are irrelevant. It's what has been put into the object.
I understand. That's but you know deep. What I don't understand? I don't understand how I don't know your name, sir. I need to know your name, especially if I'm going to write this check, because I'm a 70-year-old woman. I'm going to get out my checkbook, and I'm going to write it out to whom?
You can write it out to Joe Collinwood.
Collinwood.
I can write this. Thank you, Joe Collinwood. I feel like I had to twist your arm a lot to get that name.
Yeah, that seems like that's what happens.
That seems like that happens frequently. So you go to people. Okay, let me get this straight.
I think it's an alias.
When I do too. That's what I'm getting at. So someone calls you up and they say, hey, I need my stove red. Let's say Sean.
Don't be degrading.
Sean, you call up this gentleman. You call him up at his business. Mm-hmm. Thank you for pantomiming the phone.
Yeah.
And you say, hey. You say hey.
Oh, hey.
You say hey.
Good.
I need you. To come over here.
To come over here.
And check out my stove.
In sickness and health.
Till death do us part.
I need you to check out my stove till death do us part.
Exactly. That's a normal phone call for you, I imagine. And then you go, okay, I'll be there. And you don't tell him who you are?
The stove psychic will be with you shortly.
That's how he responds. He says, mysterious. The stove psychic will
be... It's part of the aura. This is you're buying.
People don't know the name of the Long Island medium. They just know her as the
that's
Long Island
true,
medium.
That's true, although I don't know
to be honest, I've never heard of the Long Island
medium. You haven't heard of the Long Island...
Are you friends with the Long Island medium? Is that one of your cohorts?
I know who the Long Island medium is.
Sorry. I don't...
She has knife hair.
Knife hair?
She has knife hair.
She has very spiky hair.
Oh,
I thought you meant she had hairy knives. She didn't clean them properly.
That's a kind of more kitchen appliances.
Yeah. Wonder what you could learn about her stove.
You know, I'm guessing that she has a lot of dinner parties. So
I would say so too.
Have you ever like, I don't know, what do you call it, like scanning? What do you call the act of being a psychic on a stove?
Well, I mean, I call it a reading.
Okay, a reading, yes. Have you ever done a reading for, like, someone famous, their stove?
I'd say the most famous person that I've done a reading for is Mike Polk Jr.
Mike Polk, in the Northeast Ohio area, very famous
Mike
comedian.
Polk Jr., wasn't he a president?
He was at one point.
James K. Polk, sorry.
Well, I mean, what's the difference, honestly?
Absolutely. There is really no difference.
President. Northeast Ohio comedian, president of the United States, same ballpark.
Just look at the president now. It is, might as well be the same.
You know, all elections are popularity contests, so.
Well, of course. I've heard that.
Well, okay, so when you went to Mike Polk Jr.'s home to read his stove, what kind of problems was he having?
Well, he wasn't sure if the cat was sleeping on his stove.
Okay.
And I was able to determine that no, cat was not sleeping on his stove, and it says mind at ease. And also that someone had killed themselves using
Whoa.
The oven.
Whoa, jeez.
So the thing he asked you to
Why
come
did you
for
start
was...
start with the cat?
Yeah, it seemed like you buried the lead in... Well, I suppose it was the thing that he called him for.
Good point.
So I guess that makes a little sense. So you discovered that someone had killed themselves in the oven.
Yeah.
But is this...
They weren't happy with their life living in the bad part of Lakewood, and... they put their head in the oven and ended it all. And unfortunately, some of the remains got on the stove.
Oh my God.
It left the stove with a bit of an eerie presence.
Oh.
And
are you able to speak to the spirit of the person that died?
I mean, if they're still hanging around, sure.
Oh, good God.
Wow.
Were they?
That's kind of why you got to boil water when you're doing the reading, so you can... The
spirits the effervescence.
Yeah.
I don't know if that's the word.
I feel like I'm understanding your methods a lot more clearly now.
Yeah.
Has anyone died on our stove?
No one's died on your stove.
Oh, thank God.
Phew, God.
That was a
big question.
that was going to be my next one. What about you, Sean? Do you have any sort of suspicions about your stove that you would need a stove psychic for?
I have a couple questions about electric versus gas.
That's actually
a great question.
Great question.
Are there different ways of reading electric and gas?
Well, I mean, you can look in the flames of the gas stove and tell a lot from it. With the electric stove, it's you know, you'll find a lot more impoverished people using that. You know,
well, might be something you could tell just from their house, less of their stove.
Well, you know, some people have a very nice apartment, and then they have this this electric stove that just gives their real income away, as you can tell.
Oh, wait, I thought the electric stoves
on credit.
Aren't electric stoves more expensive than gas stoves?
They are not.
And gas stoves are a better investment. Long term.
So
I mean, my first thought when I seen electric stove was like, "Oh, you can't afford a gas bill."
Oh,
John,
are you an economic advisor?
I was going to say, do you ever give economic advice to your clients ever, or is it more of like a silent judgment that you're making? When you arrive at someone's home and read their stove.
If you hire the stove psychic, you get the full judgment.
Man, he tells it like it is.
He does tell it like he's telling us like it is. Oh, wow.
I have to. I mean, this is what people pay me $1,000 an hour for.
That's what we're paying him $1,000 an hour for.
Sometimes it comes with a little abuse.
Oh, man. I guess it's tough love.
It's worth it. Yeah, it's tough love.
Tough love. All right.
Well, how am I supposed to handle a situation where somebody's like, no, you know, my wife is obviously cooking for other people while I'm at work.
Oh.
And I have to tell them, no, you're the only one using the stove.
Oh, my God.
Wow.
That's a great idea. Yeah, you could discover cheating sometimes, maybe. Like if someone wakes up and wants to make some eggs.
Some omelets.
At someone else's home.
Yeah.
Oh, that's a real asshole right there.
Rest in peace. Brothers and sisters.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Oh, man. That was a little insensitive of you to say.
I'm so sorry I brought up eggs.
Why would you do that?
Of Sean.
It's like you don't have a memory.
Well, here's a good thing. I'm assuming, Joe, or John. John, excuse me.
No, I think it is Joe.
It is Joe.
Is it Joe?
This is why I don't tell people my name.
Because it's so
forgetful. Because you get it wrong.
It's incredibly forgetful.
It is. It's such a pedestrian name.
So you just prefer to go by Stove Psychic.
Yeah.
Such an illustrious job.
I could be Joe Collinwood, and people go, hey, you're that Welcome to Collinwood guy. And I'm like, no, I'm not. I'm Stove Psychic. You remember the Stove
Everyone
psychic.
Knows.
Does that get on your nerves when people mistake you for Joe Collinwood? Hey, you're the Collinwood guy?
Yeah.
Oh.
People assume that I live in that neighborhood, and no.
You don't?
No, I don't.
Okay.
The Stove Psychic game keeps me pretty mobile.
Where do you operate? Do you operate from home? Is that where you...
I don't really have a home. I like to stick to motels, generally ones that have a weekly rate.
Oh, I see.
I'm imagining you make a lot of money.
It's a pretty lucrative business.
It sounds pretty lucrative.
Do you have any immediate threats for your business in the areas that you work? Do you tour around? Yeah, the oven psychics, of course. Yeah. They try to get in your business.
The psychics are muscling in on my work. And, there have been some Better Business Bureau complaints that have haunted me.
Much like these spirits.
Don't make that joke.
It's like these stove spirits.
Only I can make that joke.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
That's insensitive. It's
your kinds of people.
Yeah.
All right. Well,
wait. Did you have a verdict for our stove?
Oh, yes.
well, you know, we'll get the verdict of our stove and see what the issue is. When we come back from our break, we'll have more of Joe Collinwood, the Stove Psychic, Sean Sullivan, of course, myself, and Johnny in a moment. Be right back. Hello.
Hello there.
We are just representing the Houston, Texas...
Flower Shop.
Mm-hmm, yes.
That's right. This is Brad. This is Brad over here.
And I... I'm, of course, Igor. I mean, I am Arthur.
Arthur.
Arthur and Brad.
Arthur Edgar.
Arthur Edgar. And
we're here to sell flowers.
We're just trying to sell our flowers here in Houston, Texas. Heart of America.
Heart, the American bleeding heart.
Yes. Well, so we came out here. We set up shop.
We have a barter system. All we need is pictures of the capital of the America.
Of the United States. Yeah, you come in, you give us nice postcard, and you give us very much detail of the layout of the capital.
Really just go on basic tour?
Yeah, you could give us a voucher for a nice tour in D.C. That would be also very nice. We'll give you a nice flower.
Very nice flower.
Great flower.
Not plural.
The big. We have very big flowers.
Sunflowers.
Hey, you know what they say about Texas?
What they say?
Everything big.
That's right.
So big.
We know very much about Texas sayings.
We know things about Texas sayings.
We wear cowboy boots. And
big belt buckles.
Build buckles.
And then I stick hats on head. And
hold many gallons.
It's got so many gallons in it. I get wet all day.
We filled up the gallons.
And then I pull out my six gun and I go,
hey, shoot.
They're not loaded.
Cowboy.
Shoot, cowboy. And then everyone is so happy because it's Texas and they buy our flour.
Flour is very, very popular in Texas.
So popular because you go outside and there's no flour. It's just... Dead cactus
dead
thing.
Dead cactus. Really a hell on earth.
It's terrible.
I hate it.
I hate it here. And I just need to get out. So we're trying to, sell this flower get plane ticket to better place. Maybe capital if you,
Maybe capital.
Would be nice.
Maybe capital.
If you get it, we'll do something. We'll do something for
we
you.
We work something out. It is a quid pro quo.
Yes. That's our main economic system in Russia.
What? In where?
Well, that's some places in
California.
The world. Yes, of course.
Basic structure in California.
Yes. That
confusing because Russia ends in the same... IA.
Letters.
Yes, same letters.
So I get confused sometimes.
Yes.
But here in Texas, where it is beautiful out, and well, it's not great.
Not beautiful.
No.
It is but the opposite of beautiful.
If you just, yeah, we buy some flour, please.
Buy some flowers.
It really help us out.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.
We'll see you soon.
Here.
Do svidaniya.
Do svidaniya.
Please, it's my favorite song.
It's so slow.
Please don't talk during my favorite song.
You're talking.
Oh, it is so slow. It's agonizingly slow is what it is. Welcome back to the Unbelievables, ladies and gentlemen. I have, of course, Mike Calhoun joining me as my co-host of always, Johnny Trowbridge.
Hello.
And we have two guests in the studio. We have Sean Sullivan.
Hello.
Son of Big Bird. And we have Stove Psychic
John Oliver.
John Oliver.
John Oliver, somebody else.
Oh.
Stove
Joel
Psychic.
John Collinwood.
John Collinwood.
It's Joe.
Joe Collinwood.
Joe Collinwood.
As long as you get Stove Psychic, people will understand what's going on.
Okay. We got
Stove
it.
Psychic.
In the studio, and we're actually going to play a little game. We're going to play a new game.
What's the game?
A new game that I have created. And this game is called Fight Club. Essentially, the game is where we have, it's just a game of who would win in a fight.
Okay.
It's just we have who would win in the fight, and then we're going to propose two people, but at the end, there will be a winner and a loser, and the winner and loser will fight at the end of the show.
Okay.
So we're going to propose our two contestants today.
Okay.
And they are Aslan from the Chronicles of Narnia.
Oh, yeah.
And Axel F. from the Beverly Hills Cop movies, played by Eddie Murphy. And I'm going to open the floor for questions regarding these two, and we'll determine who will win in this fight.
What is Axel F.'s powers?
He's Eddie Murphy.
Cocaine?
Right?
Can he kill a lion? I mean,
I'm sure he could.
I don't think he could.
Do you want to compete against our two contestants? Because you'll have to fight them at the end.
Wait, so how's this working? I just say Aslan's going to win, and then that's my position?
Okay, and then I'll determine whether it's a winner or a losing position. But I was going to have you be judges with me for our guests. But if you want to fight them at the end of the show, that is perfectly fine with me.
Well, it depends on if they choose Eddie Murphy.
I'm going to say you're going to fight them.
Okay.
So you can make your own decision. They can make their own decision. Sean, do you have any questions regarding Axel F. versus Aslan? What do you think?
I have a question. Can Axel F. also have all the powers from all the other Eddie Murphy movies?
Yes, he does. Okay. He has all of the powers from every other Eddie
Pluto
Murphy
movie. Nash.
Norbit.
Norbit.
Daddy Daycare.
Dr. Doolittle.
He has all of those powers.
Wait, he has Dr. Doolittle's powers. Oh, man.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah, but Aslan also can talk to animals. So.
No further questions, Your Honor.
You have no further no questions further at all, so you've made your decision.
I know.
I have a question. Aslan, can he control, like, weird beasts and whatever?
Can he do that in the Chronicles of Narnia?
Yes, he can.
Then no, he cannot.
What?
Aslan is unable to do those things.
Can he, like, run
super fast? That is an outrageous question.
And jump super high. He can do that in the...
Can he do that in the books?
Yes, definitely.
No, he cannot do that in this scenario.
Is he just a lion?
Is he just a lion in the books?
No.
Then he is not just a lion.
Wait, so he's not just a lion. So he's more than a lion.
Correct.
He's a talking lion?
Correct.
That's it.
He is Aslan, like from the Chronicles
but
of Narnia.
But everything that I've said that Aslan could do, you've said he can't do.
Well, I'm glad you've asked those questions. Otherwise, you wouldn't know that answer.
All right. Can he, like, do that thing where he, like, breathes on stuff and it comes to life?
I have one question for you.
Yes.
Can he do that in the books?
Yes,
the
Chronicles? He can.
Then no, he cannot do that.
What? I just don't understand.
It seems like the Stove Psychic, Joe Corrosiveness, has no questions.
I have a question.
Oh, he does have a question. I thought maybe you read our stove's answer and you took it for your own.
No, the stove doesn't have an opinion on your silly little game.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
Wow. So the question I have is, will this fight be taking place in Beverly Hills or Narnia?
Oh. Great question. And this, much like the fights in the Dragon Ball Z series, it will not take place in a densely populated area such as Beverly Hills.
Okay.
It will take place in a recluse part of Narnia.
Okay.
Oh, okay, so home field advantage.
That's something you have to factor in.
Also, okay, can Aslan can Aslan do that thing where he dies and then doesn't actually die?
Does he do this in
yes,
the Yes,
he does.
Then no, he cannot. He cannot do that.
So
I have a question.
Please.
Will Aslan be voiced by Liam Neeson?
Aslan, well, not a lot of people know this, but Liam Neeson really is Aslan. He just transformed into his lion form for that movie.
Okay,
like so Avatar.
This I have a like follow-up Avatar. Question. Since Axel F. will be getting all of the powers that he has from his various movies, will Liam Neeson be getting
This is an excellent question. So, such as movies like Taken.
Star Wars.
Taken 2.
Star Wars.
Taken 3. The movie Nell, in which he plays an investigative journalist that falls in love with a woman on a boat as they find someone in the woods. Yes, all of those powers.
What about Ra's al Ghul?
Yes, absolutely. He is a man that is very manipulative.
But can he do ninja stuff?
Did Ra's al Ghul do ninja stuff in the Dark Knight movies? Yes. But no, he cannot. He cannot do that.
I just don't understand.
So, right. Yes, there you go.
So, wait, let me get this straight.
I feel like we've gotten a lot of answers here.
So, Aslan can hunt down, has a particular set of skills.
He sure does. He sure does.
But he can't jump super high, and he can't run super fast like a lion would.
No, he cannot. Well, he can do the things that lions can do in his lion form.
Like sleep, like for most of the day.
Sleep.
Yeah.
Under a gangly tree.
Mm-hmm.
And wait for the ladies to come home with the food.
Be poached. Really good at that.
He can be poached like an egg. Oh, I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry. I brought eggs up again.
How do you bring all that stuff up?
I'm so sorry, Sean.
That really cut close to the carton there.
Oh, man.
Again, Deck almost called him. It's Don.
Don Broco.
Don Broco. I don't know his name. He's such a forgetful.
James Colin Face.
Just call me the Stove Psychic.
I will call you the Stove Psychic, Mr. Wellington, or whatever your last name is.
James Collenberg.
Can we call you the Stove Psych for short?
Stove Psych?
Yeah.
Stove Psych. Yeah, I like
Stove Psych 101.
Stove Psych.
I'm gonna get my my Vistaprint cards remade. Thank you, Sean.
All right. So,
all right. Let's see. You have any more questions? Any more questions? If not, we can move on to decision making.
Oh, wait. One more question.
Please tell me.
Can Aslan Neeson summon the Kraken?
Absolutely.
Yes.
He can summon the Kraken,
yes.
Much like the movie. The Clash of the Titans. I was going to say, remember the Titans.
Remember when he's called the Kraken.
Remember in the Titans.
Where would the football team face that Kraken?
Holy fuck, that needs to be a movie.
No, it doesn't.
Yes, it does.
Instantly die.
Liam Neeson as the coach.
All right. We're going to go out there. We're going to get 100%. We're going to kill that Titan.
I'm going to destroy this Kraken.
Ain't no mountain high,
ain't no valley low, ain't no river wide enough, oh baby.
That movie's going to do a lot for sea creature human relations.
That's true.
I think so too. I think it'll really bridge the gap. All right, do we have our verdict? Do you guys know who you think will win in this fight?
Because yes,
I
definitely
know the answer. I was going to tell Johnny, but Johnny's like, I'm going to participate. I want to fight. All right, cool. Let's hear it. What's the verdict from our?
Do we have to give why we think they'll win?
I wouldn't take it any other way.
Okay, I can go first, or if you'd rather go first.
No, go ahead.
Okay, so here's the play by play.
What a gentleman, a gentle bird.
Here's the play by play. So you got Axel coming up, and he's like, "Oh man, I guess I'll shoot it with this gun that I have, mm-hmm. and also talk to some animals or whatever." And then as it comes out, all he does is go, release the Kraken, and it's over. The Kraken.
You don't think Axel F. can face the Kraken?
No way.
Okay.
The Kraken's like 20 times taller than him.
At least.
Okay. And it has giant tentacles. And honestly, Aslan could just like leave, and then it would be, and then it would be over.
All right. All right. We got his answer. Rick Manslow, or...
Just stove psychic.
The stove psychic here. The stove psychic. Let's see.
Well, you know, at first I thought that Atslan's use of the force would put him over the top. Yeah.
No, he can't do that. Remember, I asked.
He can do that.
What? You didn't I asked that.
However, with Axel F's ability to talk to animals and the fact that he mated with a dragon and produced dragon babies.
I forgot about that.
That is true.
Aslan's command over the animal kingdom will be rendered useless as Axel F. will be busy pleasuring all of them.
With his sweet, sweet love.
So I have to give it to Axel F.
All right, he gives it to Axel F. All right, that's convincing reasoning.
I
you look a little shaky.
I don't know. I forgot about the...
Well, like I said, there will be a winner and a loser at the end of this game, and the winner and the loser must fight. So, all right, let's hear it from Sean here.
I'm also going to go with Axel F, mostly because Axel F can throw out bombs like Norbit and Bowfinger and... Daddy Daycare.
Of course.
And has the armor to survive things like Mr. Robinson's neighborhood.
I'm curious how Axel F's powers from Trading Places will come into where
that's a great point.
Where he is in a box with no legs or acting like he has no legs and then suddenly becomes very wealthy. I imagine he'd be able to buy a lot of weapons.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter. There's a Kraken.
Now I have the answer here. The answer is the winner would be Axel F.
What?
It would not be Aslan from the books, The Chronicles of Narnia.
It's not from the books, obviously.
So our winners today are our guests, the Stove Psychic and Sean Sullivan. Congratulations, gentlemen. I'll give you a round of applause. Oh, very man. Good.
Thank you.
You guys did so well.
I don't get it.
You guys are the winners, and you will be fighting Johnny at the end of the show. You can team up. You can do a free-for-all, battle royale style.
Oh, man.
Feel free.
I'm going to hold him, and then you do your worst.
Oh, God.
Oh, okay.
That's all right. Excellent. All right, cool. That's amazing.
Can I call a Kraken?
You can do whatever you want. I mean, we're down here in the ocean. We can really like.
That's
we,
true. I could call a Kraken.
I don't know if you've made.
I know like one or two.
Met any Krakens? Yeah. You know, you met a couple.
Remember Gary?
I don't recall
Gary the Kraken.
Gary the Kraken. Did you meet Gary?
Yeah, he's a real good guy.
We
watch basketball on Tuesdays.
Only on Tuesdays, so you watch some high school basketball.
That's right.
Which is normally on
Fridays. Go Penn. Just Pennsylvania. We just go like Pennsylvania just like high schools.
Pennsylvania high school basketball. Yeah, we watch right. a lot of that together. Does he have a TV?
No. I have to bring it.
You have to bring the TV. Yeah,
it has to be like a highly pressurized because he lives in the bottom of the ocean.
Right, of course. Yeah. I mean, we have a submarine, so we can get pretty low.
We can get pretty low.
We can go.
I have to go outside, though, because he likes to hold me in a tentacle.
Does he like to hold you like a little... like a little baby. Does that... that doesn't make you nervous at all.
No, he's real cool.
Okay.
All right. Has to leave sometime if Liam Neeson calls him, though.
Does that happen very frequently?
Yeah. Oh. It gets annoying because he'll take me like really far down depths, and then I'll be like, now I have to swim way back up.
So. Well, oh my God. Well, our guests might have to rethink who's going to be fighting who then.
That's right.
I ain't scared of no Kraken.
Jeez.
Okay. Actually, I have just been informed that the carrier pigeons have arrived, so we're going to move on to our next section, which is questions from Lauren Michaels. All right, everyone knows how this section works. For a long time, we were getting questions we didn't know the source of.
Yes.
And people would ask us where these questions came from. We did not know. We could not disclose. Then it was revealed to us that it was being sent to us by Lorne Michaels, the producer of Saturday Night Live. And we were very excited to have this window into the mind of Lorne. He would just send us questions to ask our guests.
And then it was revealed.
Then it was recently revealed, actually, that these are not coming from Lorne Michaels at all. They're actually coming from Lauren Michaels, which is just a girl I went to high school with.
High school crush.
She was not my high school crush, matter how many times you like to say that.
I saw it in The Notebook. It was, she put hearts around your
the
name.
The Notebook? The movie The Notebook?
No, her Notebook, obviously.
You saw her Notebook.
Yeah, and it has your name with hearts around it.
And which obviously
and it
means
said, Mrs.
I was
Calhoun.
Doesn't mean I had a crush on her at all. We're moving on. We're moving on to the questions.
It
questions
sounds
from
like
Lauren.
You had some stability. Just waiting for you.
I know. I don't know why.
All right. Let's just get to these questions. Here we go. For our guests, this is for both of you. So answer, please, at the same time. No. Just please, I'll need both of your answers. If I had a handful of cod, how many pencils would it take to murder my co-host?
Five.
Whoa!
Okay, five pencils.
Should I be impressed? Like, that's a lot of pencils.
So,
it's pretty hard to kill
now
me.
I have a question for our guests.
How did the book come up with
you that? Both immediately knew that five pencils would be the death number.
Do I look like a five death?
For my co-host here, Johnny Trowbridge.
Five pencil death?
Now, Mr. Stove Psychic.
Yes.
Perhaps...
You're both the Stove Psychic?
No. This is impressive. This is amazing. Mr. Stove Psychic, did you discover this number by reading our stove?
Not at all.
No. What?
What is happening?
What is going
Johnny,
on?
I think... The Stove Psychic has somehow tapped into the brain of Sean Sullivan. I don't even understand how. He's just a Stove Psychic.
Are you just a Stove Psychic?
I have many powers.
Oh my god! This is absolutely terrifying!
We have to get off this!
Okay, hold on. Johnny, come here for a second.
I'm gonna die by five pencils. Right,
the Stove Psychic has taken over the brain of Sean Sullivan, our other guest.
Yes.
And you have to fight them at the end of the show.
We still have to pay them.
We still have to pay
I wonder if it's a double rate.
I hope not. If it's both of them, it might be a double rate. All right. All right, we're going to try and get through the end of this. I'm going to try and confuse them with questions.
Okay.
And maybe.
I'm going to build a shelter.
Please do. You start building now. Okay, good. Get out your tools. All right. So. Maybe give me another question from Lauren.
Okay, quick.
I'm going to try and see if I can...
build through my shelter that I built very quickly. Okay.
Let's see if you can ask them
a
question.
If I beat you to a bloody pulp with a coffee mug, do you prefer cats or dogs?
Dogs.
Oh my god!
Dogs. Okay, so do you... like our submarine?
Very much.
Oh, they like the submarine.
Thanks. Is that a good thing?
Is that a good thing?
No.
Oh, shoot.
Oh, my God.
Oh, God.
Oh, my.
We got to go to the Kraken.
Can you call him up?
Yeah, I'll call him. Hold on
please,
one second.
Please call him up.
Beep, boop, beep, beep, boop.
It's a loud phone.
Sorry. It's underwater phone.
Oh,
Gary, we need your help.
What is the problem?
Are you eating right now?
It's snack time. Calling a really bad time.
Sorry.
Calling the bad time.
Sorry, Gary.
Gary, we need your help, Gary.
Gary, we need your help.
What's the problem, boy?
There's a psychic weird parasite
that's on our sub, and he has taken over the brain of our other guest.
He's going to kill us with five pencils.
We're afraid he's going to kill at least Johnny with five pencils. I know you guys are friends.
Johnny's a very good friend.
Yes, I'm very good.
We own Pittsburgh basketball.
Yeah.
Pittsburgh basketball, of course. Well, if you want to watch Pittsburgh basketball with Johnny some more, you got to come and help us because this stove psychic has taken over the brain of Sean. Do you think you could somehow sneak up and reach in and pull him out of the sub?
Stealth was not really the Kraken's specialty.
Okay.
I can drag him to the watery depths.
Yeah, that'll work.
That would be good. That would really help us. How soon do you think you could be here?
3 to 5 business days.
Oh, no. It's not any good at
all.
We need you here now.
Are you close?
No, not really. I'm over in Japan.
Oh, man. That's not close.
Japan. Oh, my God.
Okay. Well,
thanks a lot, Gary.
Thanks for answering.
Oh, man. All right. I just hang up on
it. All right.
We have to fend for ourselves.
Yeah.
All right. What are we going to have to... We got to do something.
Remember when you learned jiu-jitsu?
I do, but I don't remember any of the jiu-jitsu. I just remember when I learned it. It was in 2000.
Oh. That was a long time ago.
Yeah, I know. I don't recall any of it. Okay, how are we going to... We got to have to free Sean's mind somehow. Do we have to destroy the stove?
Let's remind him of his childhood.
Of course. When he was an egg.
When he was an egg. Hey, Sean, are you still there?
Sean.
Oh, he's breaking through.
He's breaking through the mind control.
Like an egg.
Sean, remember when you were an egg. Maybe that's the key.
Big Bird.
Remember when you were an egg. Your father, Big Bird. And you broke through with the elbow.
And
like
the first thing
Chuck
he said,
Norris. Just break through the mind control. Break through. He's kind of breaking through. Oh my God! He's kind of a bird. He's kind of breaking through. Sean, can you hear us? Can you understand us? He's singing the song. Yes. Oh my God! Maybe if we play it for him. maybe if we sing it. Sunny days.
Gotta go to the park.
Gonna
have a good time.
Can you tell me how to get to Sesame Street? Oh my God, Sean is back.
Sean, you made it.
Thank God.
Oh my God. You would not believe what happened.
I don't even want to talk to the stove psychic. We need to move to plugs. We need to move into plugs right now, and we need to get very far away. We need to. Oh God.
Yes,
I know what time
it
is. It's time for plugs. We're going to speed through this.
Yeah.
And yes, it is time for plugs.
Okay.
Oh God. All right, let's try
Sean,
and
quick before you get
Sean,
taken over again.
Do you have any plugs for us so we can please quickly have our stove psychic get away from us?
Yeah, you can see me figuring out who cooked on your stove within the next like.
He's relapsed.
He's relapsing. All right, maybe some hard water to the face when we eject him from.
That's called ice.
When we eject him through the torpedo tube.
Hard water. I like hard water cubes.
We have a lot of hard water. It's very iron. It's full of iron. Any other plugs do you have for us? Anyone following you on social media? Maybe.
Yeah, you could follow me at I'm A. Sean Sullivan.
Perfect.
All right.
Perfect.
And, at Stow Psych.
Oh no.
I don't like this. I don't like this. All right. I'm terrified to ask our Stove Psychic if he has any plugs for us. Stove Psychic.
Are you civil?
Yeah.
Yes.
I don't really do stand-up comedy anymore because I'm happy, so...
Oh, I didn't.
You can't really see me.
They've switched brains. Oh, my God. They've swapped minds. The stoves... We already asked the stove psychic his plugs then, but now we're asking Sean Sullivan. Oh.
You can occasionally catch me at the Water Street Tavern.
Oh, no.
And I have a sketch show that I occasionally do at the Bop Stop with my lovely fiancé and... Boy Wonder, Chad Weaver.
Boy Wonder.
Oh, boy.
Robin.
It's called Cool Cats, even though I'm a dog person.
Okay. All right, then. We're going to have to do some serious psychological therapy to get these guys' minds switched back. I don't know. The stove psychic didn't really know his own powers, and he accidentally swapped personalities.
He was playing God.
Oh, good God.
Guys, can we go racing after this?
He loves races, too.
Oh, my God.
Just like Sean Sullivan.
Just like a Sean Sullivan.
Oh,
thing to
my
say.
God.
What am I wearing? Is this a t-shirt? Oh, my God.
Oh. He always wears sweaters or cardigans.
My pants are so loose.
He does wear skinny jeans.
Yeah, I know. He always wears skinny jeans.
Oh, man.
Oh, boy.
Why do my fingers smell like cigarettes?
Oh, he's not happy with the body he's inhabited. All right, everyone knows that Johnny doesn't have any social media presence, so he works on projects on the sub. So what are you working on this week?
Remember, I built a shelter just like a few minutes ago.
Okay, good. Okay, good. All right, the only plugs I have, because I think we need to get these guys into a doctor soon.
Yes.
Or maybe an oven psychic.
Whoa.
Maybe they can help.
Wow.
Rectify this situation. But the only plugs I have are listen to our show, listen to the Lousy Weather Media Network. I am part of a sketch group, the Sad Boys Social Club. Please come to our show. It is March 20. I will find out in a second. March.
The oh my spirits God. Are speaking to me.
Oh, no. The spirits are speaking to Sean. What are they telling him?
It's March 25th.
March 25th. Oh, he must have read that from my stove. From our stove. Oh, God, God. Okay.
Oh, no.
Please come to the show on March 25th. That is a Saturday. All right. We're going
Oh, no. It's What's the other Kraken.
What are you talking about? You never told me about the other
Kraken. He hates me.
Oh, he hates me. The entire sub. Oh, my God. What is
no.
Okay. We'll talk to you next week if we survive. Bye.
Kevin, no.
This has been a Lousy Weather Media Network production. Find new episodes and archives at lousyweathermedia.com.